Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Friday, January 5th, 2018. A Chicago suburb wants homeless people to freeze, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a Bohemian bishop. Lastly, is it really harder to evangelize today than it was in centuries past? Suburban Chicago resident Greg Schiller has been hosting sleepovers for roughly 6 homeless residents at a time since mid-December. The city of Elgin is now threatening to seize his home if he does not put a stop to helping the homeless. Chris Hush of NBC 5 has more on this outrageous story.
Happening right now, an Elgin man who thought he was helping the homeless now faces a battle with his suburb. During this cold snap, Greg Schill is taking in the homeless. He's housing them on his property. But as NBC 5's Chris Hush tells us, the city of Elgin is cracking down.
We have 10 cots. Each cot has 2 sleeping bags or a sleeping bag and blankets.
On cold days like this, Greg Schiller opens up his basement to those who have nowhere else to go.
I've got 4 pair of gloves on and my fingers are frozen.
When the shelter wasn't open downtown, I would take them in and they could stay down here with me. We'd watch movies, drink coffee, eat food.
He started this last year, first in his garage until the city shut it down. Then he moved it to his basement.
If someone is made to stay out in the cold, they're going to die. Someone is going to die this winter. You know, and that's the reason why I started doing this.
Since the middle of December, Greg Schiller has hosted the homeless here in his own basement about a half dozen times, until this morning when he received this notice from the city saying he has 24 hours to clean up. In a statement, the city says, while we appreciate those who volunteer to provide additional resources in the community, Mr. Schiller's house does not comply with codes and regulations that guard against potential dangers. If Schiller doesn't comply, he says the city will seize the house.
My ceiling's not tall enough to have sleeping down here. It has to be over 7 feet, and it's 6 feet, 7 inches.
If we don't have places to go like that when it's this cold, we'll all die.
Available shelters often have strict rules requiring proof of residence and strict criteria on criminal records. Not to mention, warming centers usually open up only when the temperature hits a certain degree.
It makes me angry. It makes me angry.
Schiller, now working with other churches to keep those who he calls his friends alive.
The next time that shelter downtown doesn't open, I'm not going to sleep then.
In Elgin, Chris Hush, NBC 5 News.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. John Neumann. Notwithstanding assurances that God did not create any man for hell, and that he wishes all men to be saved, it remains equally true that only few will be saved, that only few will go to heaven, and that the greater part of mankind will be lost forever. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. John Neumann. You're listening to Crusade News.
Today, people want to be called bookworm to solve the world's political problems. At the Founders Trading Post, we have the books you need to help solve the world's problems and save your soul, too. From Humility of Heart to Patrick Henry, American Statesman, get started on your bookworm bona fides today by browsing to mikechurch.com/books. Most of our books are also signed by the authors. Shop like a Jeopardy champion today at mikechurch.com/books or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
John Neumann was born in 1811 in Bohemia, the son of a stocking knitter. He was educated by the Pierist fathers and entered the seminary in 1831. After completing his studies, John applied for ordination to the priesthood, but there was an oversupply of priests locally and there were not enough positions for existing priests. John decided to go to America to see if he could be ordained there, and he was within weeks of his arrival. Father Neumann began as a parish priest, but his parish was so large it left him feeling isolated, and he sought out community life with the Redemptorists. Eventually, he was made the provincial superior for the United States. In 1852, he was appointed Bishop of Philadelphia, and he served during a time of much anti-Catholic rioting in his diocese. Even so, parish churches were being completed at the rate of nearly 1 per month, and this in a diocese which was not known for its wealth. On January 5, 1860, he collapsed and died while running errands on the streets of Philadelphia at the age of 48. St. John Neumann, pray for us. In this Celestial Musings, I was thinking yesterday about the state of our culture and how badly this degraded culture of ours needs evangelizing. I thought of cultures past, the bloodthirsty Aztecs, the pagan Romans, barbaric Europeans, the idol-worshipping Indians, and so on. I asked Mitter Youngblood if he thought that our culture is worse off than these ancient cultures, which had been, at least in some part, Christianized. He said he did. I considered how evangelization efforts brought about at least a pious Christianized Europe for some centuries, a civilization of people willing to throw themselves at lions, willing to place their heads under the guillotine, and so on. I asked Mitter Youngblood if he thought that we could yet have such a result from evangelization in our culture in this modern age. And he thought not. But despite the seeming impossibility of the situation, it was an uplifting moment a few hours after our conversation when Mitter Youngblood flashed his phone at me, displaying an article about Passion of the Christ actor Jim Caviezel, who said, quote, "We must shake off this indifference, this destructive tolerance of evil. But only our faith in the wisdom of Christ can save us, but it requires warriors, ready to risk their reputations, their names, even our very lives, to stand for the truth. Set yourselves apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints. You weren't made to fit in. You were born to stand out." Amen, Mr. Caviezel. We need more of that. For more news headlines, follow me at my Twitter handle, @CrusadeNewscast. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.